They sent me to a number of doctor's appointments to make sure that I was still walking properly, to make sure that my coordination was what it was supposed to be, and to make sure that I was dealing with the trauma psychologically. And I probably wasn't doing that very well. It just was not real to me. And so when I went in for the evaluation with the psychologist, they got very frustrated with me. They said, you're not taking this seriously. Like, what happened to you is a big deal. And I said, well, doctor, I guess for some people falling off a cliff would be a big deal. I guess for some, but people survive all kinds of things all the time, right? You know?
I have to say, my husband fell off a cliff as well, and his brother.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's like,
so we're like a club.
This is quite amazing.
We're a club.
Not as high as yours, I must say, but.
You need to go buy a lottery ticket. You know an awful lot of survivors.
Wow.
So yes, that's kind of my attitude with the doctor. I said, I guess some people survive. And he says, Ted, you don't understand. And he pulled the hospital report out of a file and slammed it on his desk. I'll never forget this. He says, I want you to read this line right here from the report that was written when they brought you in. And I'm like, I know, I've heard this. And I grabbed the report, and read it where he pointed. And it says, patient fell 72 feet off a cliff, landed on his head on rocks. It's a miracle he's alive. Uh-huh. Now, I'm raised in the church. I'm a Christian, at least officially. I've got my card. I'm going to get into heaven, hopefully. It might be in the charity section of heaven, right? I might be where we put the kids we don't want to talk about, but who God's love is so big, he loves them too. I'm that guy. Mm-hmm. I've said the word miracle over and over. I've heard people use the word miracle by this point in my life, over and over. I mean, you'd hear somebody say, we went to Walmart, it was so busy, but I still found the perfect parking spot. It was a miracle. Like the word had lost all of its meaning to me.
Yes.
And so I read that line and kind of went, yeah, whatever. And the doctor says, Ted, you don't understand. He goes, I'm a doctor. I am a man of science. He says, because it's my job to explain what happened to you, to explain how you fell, to explain how you landed, what that did to your body, how it broke the things it broke, why your body is responding the way that it is, and then to come up with a plan to fix it. And he goes, I have no medical scientific explanation for how you survived. I'm having to rethink everything. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God, but I can't explain this, and I have to question everything I've always taken as true. I'm taking this seriously. You should. That got my attention. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something. Raised in the church, I knew in an instant why I was sitting there. I knew in a moment how I survived. I realized God saved me. He saved me. That was hard for me to wrap my brain around. The God who created heaven and earth. No doubt many people who are listening to me talk about this right now, they go, come on, you really believe that God, the maker of the universe, the being that runs everything, if he exists, if he's even real, you're telling me that God stopped everything to save you. I'm telling you that I know for sure that God saved me. There was no other explanation. And beyond that, I knew all along that he was speaking to me. But it was in that moment that it all came clear to me. All along, I had wondered, but now I knew. And I made a decision right there, sitting in that chair in the doctor's office that I tell people about. I will never forget. I hope I remember it to the day I die. I decided if God wants my life that bad, he can have it. Mm-hmm. See, my life had no meaning. I didn't know where I was going, what I was going to do. But that experience showed me something. It showed me that God saved me. More importantly, he must have had a reason. So this life that I had wondered what it was all about, I realized in that moment that God had a plan and a purpose for me, and I wanted that.